The Egyptian government donated several equipment, including excavator, in 2022 for dredging activities on Nam River. The result was delayed due to a pressure from civil society activists and environmentalists who criticized the government's plan to clear and clean the river. Some lawmakers and residents in the United States say the dredging of River Nam should continue to control the flooding, while the other opposed the initiative, saying it would affect the ecosystem in the area. Civil society activists, members of the academia, and some government officials recommend the scientific and environmental assessment to determine the impact of the exercise. The Minister of Land and Housing in the United States, Lam Tungwara, said the state government has an obligation to clear a reed from the river to control flood.
What we are doing, let the South Sudanese know that it is not deep water excavation, it's not the removal of sediment, it's not the removal of anything. What we are doing is simply removing the plantations that grow on top of the water, but that will make sure that the flow of water goes directly. This is the idea of the leadership within the national government that the state is implemented. We are not in any way outside our jurisdiction at this moment, and we are following what has been told by the government, and that's exactly what we are supposed to do. Anything else, look at the population. There's no dredging, there's nothing, there's no excavation along the Nile, there's nothing that will affect our suit environment.
Peter Bakun is the press secretary of the governor in the United States. Bakun ruled out any concern about impact of the exercise. He said cleaning the river will reduce flooding in the area.
I think the people of India and the government are very happy. We have been triggered by this flood, and our people has been displaced. Almost 90% of the state population has been displaced. So we see this is the only way for us to rescue our people from this situation. You know, even our lands where our people cultivate has already been submerged by water. Our people livestock have also died, many of them, and our people have been displaced in big number. So there is a means of mitigating this flood. So I think the government and the people were happy for this clearing of Nile to start, because we see this the way forward for people to live.
Bakun say flooding caused by overwhelming of the river Nam affected road infrastructure, people livelihood, and local food production. But some residents in the United States and civil society activists have expressed a mixed reaction to the cleaning of River Nam. Thor Ioannis is executive director of a non-profit called the Climate Change and Adaptation Smart Action. He says he welcomed the decision to clear the river, but cautioned the government of South Sudan about the impact of the exercise.
I want to ask the government to really put measures in place before embarking on a project that will cause more destruction to the environment, and that will also cause more lost people's lives. And this should be an open discussion to every citizen, the civil society, the community. These are the people that are mostly affected by this project. So it should not be a secret car project that the government owns by itself and imposed on people. The people must rise up and demand for their rights. Any government project, they are the final consumers and they are the final people that feel the effect, whether negatively or positively.
Yellow Roots, one of the internet displaced persons sheltering at Bentiu IDP camp, say he believes that Israel will control flooding, which he said has affected many people.
It is good that the clearing be done so that water can flow directly to the main river. Because when we came here, we were suffering a lot. There are a lot of people who have died here. But when we were in the remote village, we used to survive through cultivation. There were no more people dying. We were good. But now we are suffering because we were displaced by water.
The United States government says the clearing and cleaning of the River Nam will be completed soon. In July 2022, President Salva Kiir ordered the suspension of all dredging activities in the country until evidence-based studies are carried out on the impact of the project last year. For BA News, I'm Lia Nyaja, reporting from Bentiu, United States.